And you know, really, this is the way a Christian, we as Christians, with eternity in our focus and lives of a life of faith and believing that God can take our lemons and turn them into lemonade. That's what faith is all about. We're supposed to be different. As believers, we're supposed to be different than the rest of the world. We're not supposed to let the things that are shaking up the rest of the world shake us up. We're supposed to have our sights set on eternity. And knowing, you know, I'm talking about faith. This starting now, this series is Living by Faith is the name of the series. And you know, faith is powerful. Faith is that's about the only, you know, so the title of my message, it's really more of an introduction to faith, but the title of my message, what I've written here is what is faith? You know, you look in the Bible and you look through people with, you know, in experience. You know, faith can move mountains. Faith can raise the dead. Faith can walk on water. It's amazing. Really, faith can do anything. The interesting thing about faith, let me tell you a little story about moving a mountain. Well, let me read the scripture first. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 21 and 22. Matthew 21, 21 and 22. Get there in my Bible. Okay, Matthew 21, verse 21 and 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also, if you say to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. If you shall say to this mountain, 'Be thou removed and be cast into the sea,' it shall be done for you." But here's what happens. Here's what happens with most Christians, most people. We're so moved by what we see that faith ends up going out the window. So let's just say you're standing at your kitchen window and you've got a mountain, not a big mountain, but there's a mountain that obstructs your view from another big mountain range behind it. And you want to see that mountain range. You want that mountain to be gone. So you say to that mountain, "Mountain, in the name of Jesus, be removed and cast into the sea." And you stand there and you check your watch. 5 seconds goes by. A minute goes by. See, that faith stuff doesn't work. That mountain didn't move. That faith stuff doesn't work. But let me show you how that mountain actually moves. Here's a scenario that is more likely to happen when it comes to faith. So you stand in that window, your kitchen window, and you look at that mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea in Jesus' name." And you don't even bother looking at your watch because you know you said it. And the Bible says, if I say it, it's going to be done for me. So I just go about my day. I go to bed and get up. I go to bed and get up. I go to work, come back home, look out there, that mountain looks the same. 2 weeks later, look at that mountain, I think, that mountain looks a little bit different. I don't know what it is, but you know that, honey, come on over here. Come on up to this window and look at that mountain. Does that mountain look different to that? Not the one in the back that we want to see, but the one in the, does that look different to you? And she says to you, "What are you talking about? No, that mountain looks different. Doesn't look that mountain does not look any different than it did before. Just go back to washing the dishes, would you?" Right? And so you're looking at that mountain and you know something's different about that mountain. Next thing you know, you go to bed and here comes this massive thunderstorm. And it doesn't actually go over your house. It just goes over that mountain. And it is cracking thunder, clapping thunder and lightning bolts, and it just is pouring rain, just pouring rain. And next thing you know, you hear on the news, you get up and you look at that mountain and you think, that mountain is messed up. It looks different. So you turn the news on and come to find out they had a major landslide. And half of that mountain slid off into a low spot in the earth. And it rained so hard, a lot of the soil and the dirt and the rock flowed into the streams. And the streams took that soil and rock into the tributaries, took it into the streams. And the streams took it into Chesapeake Bay. And the Chesapeake Bay took all that dirt out into the ocean. And so you think, praise the Lord for that. Well, I got half of you now. So you go to work, month or two, 3 months pass, 4 months, 8 months pass. You go back and forth to work, and you happen to drive by that mountain one time, year and a half later, and here's these seismologists and geologists and stuff, and they're all around that mountain. And you stop, and you roll your window down, and you say, hey, boys, what you doing? They say, well, we're from the seismologist department, and you know, there's something really funny happening to this mountain. We don't know what it is, but we're seeing some stuff in here with our measuring equipment that we're just not too sure about. We're a little bit concerned about this thing. You just roll your window up. You say, before you roll your window, you say, check it out, boys. Yeah, go ahead, check it out. Make sure everything's okay. You roll your window up as you're driving. Yahoo! Glory to God! I'm just about ready to have my free and clear view. Come on, right? And then next thing you know, about a year passes by. It's been here 3 years now since you've said that prayer. Here, a year passes by, and you go to bed, and you hear this rumbling. You don't know what the heck is going on. You get up, and it lasts for a little while. You get up the next morning, and here, it's a completely clear view. Well, those seismologists were checking out the sinkhole that was happening up underneath that thing. And it sunk took all the rest of that mountain down into that sinkhole, and now it's flat ground. And you know, all of that dirt that went down to that sinkhole, it got down into the crags of the earth, and it got into the water system of the earth, and the water system of the earth took it into the tributaries, and the tributaries took it into the stream, and the streams took it into the bay, and the bay took it into the ocean. And after 3 years, if you shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in your heart, but believe those things you say shall come to pass. You'll have whatever you say. Amen. That's the way. If you have faith and do not doubt. If you have faith and do not doubt, you'll say unto that mountain. Faith is really not hard. We are so moved by what we see. We don't realize God is at work. We just need to hold on with our faith and believe God and live life and make good choices and be happy. Be happy. In the meantime, life is way too short to be angry. It's good to be happy. I like that song. I do like that song. Don't worry, be happy. Ooh, can you close with that? I mean, we need to live our lives knowing that we have a God who loves us, that God hears our prayers, and that we have a weapon. And that weapon is our faith. I want to just finish off on verse 22 on that. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Whatever you ask in prayer, believing. In other words, whatever you ask in prayer in faith, there's two words there, or believing, let me say it this way. Faith, the word faith, is the Greek translation, or the Greek word is pistis, okay? Pistis is the Greek word for faith, and that's a noun. Faith is a noun. The word faith is a noun. So believing is pistou. Pistou, the Greek word is pistou, and it's a verb. So what is a noun? A noun is a person, a place, or a thing, right? But what is a verb? A verb is an action word. So believing is an action. It's an action that you take. It's a decision that you make. You make the decision every day of the week to believe or not to believe, unregardless of what it is. You know what? In order for you to get saved, you had to make a decision that you were going to follow Jesus Christ. You had to make a decision that you were going to trust in Him and His redemptive work on the cross. You had to make a decision that I'm going to put my faith in that. I'm going to believe that. And you know, how did you get to believe in that? You read it in the Bible. Or somebody told it to you. They told you Scripture. And when you heard that, something in your heart said, this is true. And you believed it. You verbed it. You acted on what you believe. You put action behind it. So you believed it. You used the verb part of faith. What's the difference? Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between salvation and healing in your body? They both come from the same, by His stripes you were healed, and anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Both come from the same Bible. Did you know that? But yet everybody in here, you would fight. Most everybody in here, we would be in a fist fight if I told you that you're not saved. You're not saved. You're not going to heaven. You'd get mad at me. You'd say, yes, I am. We'd have an argument. Because you believe so strongly that you're saved, that you're headed for heaven, that Jesus is the Son of God. Come on, you're tracking with me? But are we going to have that same fight if I tell you you're healed? Got quiet in this Presbyterian church. Are we going to have, yeah, amen, I'm going to shake that bush one more time. Are we going to have that same fight when it talks about healing? Are we going to have that same fight? Listen, I read you the scripture about honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all of your increase, so that your barns may be filled with plenty and your vats may overflow with new wine. Are we going to, when I tell you that God wants you to prosper, He wants your barns filled with plenty, He wants your vats overflowing with new wine, He wants you to have promotions, He wants you to have money in your savings account, He wants you to increase and be a blessing at work, He wants your business to prosper. Are we going to have that same argument when I tell you that God wants you to be wealthy? Are we going to have that argument? Right? I hope no argument. Why do you believe that? Well, because I read it in my Bible. The same way that I read in my Bible that salvation is for me. If you can find it in your Bible and you put that verb behind it, believing, you'll have whatever you pray. Whatever you ask and pray in prayer, believing. Jesus said it. Come on, that's in red. Did you know that in your Bibles? If you're looking at it in your Bibles, for me it's all red, but that's the way I look at it. But in Jesus said, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Man, so the question is, why does it seem so many of our prayers go unanswered? Why does it seem that sometimes it's such a struggle to believe God? Come on, am I the only one who struggles sometimes? Why is it sometimes you read something in your Bible and it's hard to say that's for me? You know, why is it hard to walk in faith as believers? Well, you'll have to come back in 2 weeks and find out. Come on. I got to make sure you come back in 2 weeks. You may like Diane so much, wherever she's going to church, you're going to go hang with her from now on. Now, we're at here at 11:30. I can't crack it open right now because it'll take me for the next 45 minutes or an hour to crack it open. So I'm going to leave you with the cliffhanger, and I'm going to teach on faith. I can't wait because I have a gifting of teaching, and I'm going to break it down. And in fact, you know, this, I've been thinking about this. I like watching the hunting shows and that kind of stuff, you know. And so I don't watch them very often, the safari, like when they go on safaris and stuff. And, you know, they'll harvest like a big bull elephant. They'll harvest a big bull elephant. And then you'll see like the guides and stuff and the guy who harvested it standing near this elephant. And, you know, the thing is laying on its side and the elephant is like up to here. And they're like, you know, this will feed the village, you know, for the next couple of weeks. This elephant's going to feed the village. And I look, you know, I've you know, dressed deer in the field and all that kind of stuff and pheasants and all that. And I look at this elephant and I'm just like, where do you even start on that thing? It's massive. I mean, where do you start to make sure you don't wreck, you know, ruin meat? I mean, it's just, well, that's kind of the way I've been thinking about this faith thing. It's like, it's so huge. It's as big as that big elephant. It's just giant. I mean, everything, the whole Bible is about faith. And it's so big, where do you start? Well, I guess first place to start is the definition. What is faith, right? So that's what we're going to do next week.